The head coach of the BSU Beavers, Brent Bolte, now joining us here in the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Coach, congratulations. That had to be a bit nerve-wracking for the entire staff of losing a kicker 10 minutes before the game starts.
Yeah, that was a little bit nerve-wracking, but yeah, he did something to his quad or something like that. So we were scrambling before the game a little bit, but we made it work.
Battle of field position in the first half because of it. They had you pinned back deep, and the offense took them a little while, but they finally started figuring stuff out, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. It's just they give you a lot of different looks on defense. So I don't know if it confused us a little bit or if we just were a little bit flat coming out. But once we got going, we had a couple untimely turnovers and a couple penalties that hurt us in those first couple drives too. So that was kind of some of the issues.
If there's been anything the last 3 weeks or so, it has been penalties. That number's been creeping up a little bit. It wasn't all the pre-snap stuff, though, today, which is a little better to handle. But offensive line, if I'm remembering right, 3 holding calls. You get in a tight game, those will kill you, won't they?
Yeah, we need to clean stuff up on that side of stuff. And I don't know. We've been so good over the years, and we hammered in practice, and we've been addressing it. But obviously, we got to continue to work on it because it's gonna come back and bite us.
Defensive coaches love shutouts. Head coaches love wins. You all right with a 3 up there?
You know, hey, a win is a win. You're 1-0 in the North. I'm pretty happy about that. So we weren't thrilled about giving up the 3, but yeah, the kids played well defensively. We flew around and played pretty well, so it was fun.
Very sound against what can be a complicated offense to go up against. You guys didn't seem to have too many breakdowns from up here anyway.
No, the only time that we really broke down is when we brought pressure, which we kind of knew going in, and not a lot of teams get into 3rd down and 9 and still stay with triple option like they did. And so we just went back to some more base calls later in the game, and we handled it. So yeah, I thought the kids, I mean, a lot of kids played and a lot of kids took reps, so that was fun to see all those kids flying around.
When was the last time that Damon Benham punted the football?
I don't know if he ever has. We went out back before the game in the backyard out there behind the locker room and had an open tryout a little bit. But I mean, we got to do a better job too. Our backup kicker is a true freshman, and we didn't make the trip. So Ike, you know, it was kind of one of those things we've talked about it. We even talked about just keeping Jordy out there and putting out an offensive formation, which maybe it would have worked the first couple times and they would have figured it out. But you know what? Just snap it, get rid of it, and Ike should be back next week. So hopefully he can get over that and at least be able to go kick off for us and hobble down and cover.
Well, it's a problem you're not expecting. You got a kicker. You're not expecting him to get hurt before the game ever starts. You don't plan on bringing a backup kicker on the road with you.
Right. And, you know, honestly, during the week, we had Junker start kicking, and he did an extremely good job just doinking extra points and doing this. And so we
it's a lot different with a rush coming at you.
Oh, my goodness. And that PAT was the slowest PAT I've ever seen. It was like watching paint dry. So it was it was something. It was a lot of it's going to be ugly special teams meeting tomorrow, but hopefully we can improve on some stuff and get some guys going.
You've wanted to get Michael Washington more involved in the offense. 3 hard running touchdowns today.
Yeah, we've known about Mikey, just everybody else hasn't. You know, he's been unfortunately snake bit with injuries. He had I thought he was our best back in camp 2 years ago. Tore his ACL, came back. I thought he was right up there with those other two guys. Being of our camp, he broke his hand where he had to sit out a week. So he's got wiggle. He's got great bend. He runs hard. He's a violent runner. So, yeah, they got a 3-headed monster over there. It's fun.
Guys playing without both Olszewskis, and then you lose Tristan Ross at halftime. Next guy up is a overused cliche, but, boy, your defense just keeps coming at guys in waves. How do you develop that kind of depth?
Man down, man up. That's kind of the mentality and kind of the mantra that Coach Aldrich brought that with him, and I like it. It's just doesn't matter who's out there. Guy gets dinged, next guy's in, and we do. It's why we practice the way we do. We take a lot of reps, and not like we're out there banging every day, but got to develop depth, and we certainly have been able to utilize that this far this season.
How nice is it to go back home for 2?
I can't wait. I can't wait to eat some pizza and get on the bus, to be honest with you. So get out of the wind tunnel out here in Bismarck, but happy for the guys. They played well, and now we'll get ready for Northern.
Best of luck.
Thank you much.